Israel completed a troop pullout from the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip today, quitting its 22-day offensive one day after the inauguration of U.S. President Barack Obama. However, Tel Aviv says troops will remain massed on the Israeli side of the border, poised to take action if militants violate a fragile three-day-old truce. While Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni traveled to Brussels today to discuss a European Union promise to contribute forces, ships and technology to counter weapon smuggling into the Strip.
The Apostolic Nuncio in the Holy Land, Archbishop Antonio Franco, today visited Gaza to personally consign aid given by Pope Benedict to the suffering population. After celebrating Mass in the parish church of the Holy Family, the Pope's delegate spoke with many of the family's victims of the recent attacks. He said he noted that the worst destruction had taken place in the suburbs of the city.
Some 1,300 Palestinians, including at least 700 civilians, were killed in the fighting. Thousands more remain injured. Residents are slowly beginning to realize the extent of the damage, which Palestinian authorities estimate at nearly $2 billion. An expert on politics and religion in the Holy Land, Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger, told Christelle Thierry the recent violence is only a symptom of a larger problem that can only be resolved by the achievement of a real, lasting peace.
The ceasefire itself is not significant politically. It's hugely significant from a humanitarian point of view. But politically, the flare-up in Gaza was only a symptom. And just like other symptoms that flare up from time to time, what is necessary and urgent for immediate attention is to relaunch peace negotiations, which has nothing to do with the situation in Gaza in itself, but with completing the mutual recognition of Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization in the 1963 Declaration of Principles. It is disheartening and somewhat perplexing to see that whenever there is a flare-up, there's a tremendous international to-do with the heads of state and government and ministers coming and going and summiting and meeting, but that there is not any sort of analogous attention being given to the real problem and to the real need to achieve a peace treaty.